Today, President Bush said NATO ought to play a role in Iraq after the June 30th handover of power. The president is in Georgia for the summit of eight economic powers. His comments follow yesterday's unanimous vote by the UN Security Council endorsing Iraq's new interim government. News analyst Daniel Shore says the diplomatic effort to get that vote marks a turning point in Bush administration foreign policy.
A superpower can unilaterally destroy a state, but not create a state. In September 2002, President Bush had only contempt for a United Nations Security Council that would grant him no license for war. Today, on his secluded rendezvous with the G8 on Sea Island, the president had only affection for the Security Council that unanimously backed the Iraq rebuilding effort. To achieve that result took five draft resolutions with successive concessions to the others. Today's bilateral meetings basked in the glow of yesterday's UN vote. The president talked now of giving NATO some role. Mr. Bush came out of a meeting yesterday with German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder talking about the warmth of their meeting. This was the same Schröder who had campaigned against Bush over the Iraq War. In 2002, the president said in his address to the United Nations General Assembly, "We cannot stand by and do nothing while dangers gather." In his strategy statement of September of that year, he said, "We will not hesitate to act alone if necessary, to exercise our right of self-defense by acting preemptively." In those days, a columnist like Charles Krauthammer wrote of a new unilateralism replacing docile internationalism. Or William Crystal, the editor of the Weekly Standard, said, "If people want to say we are an imperial power, fine." Perhaps it is too soon to speak of a Wilsonian revival, but the language of unilateralism is no longer heard. Diplomacy seemed to have undergone an overhaul this week, as Günther Pleuger, the German UN delegate, praised the United States for willingness to accept suggestions and revisions, even if they left the U.S. in a less commanding position. It may be that the Bush unilateral fling is over, and the administration is returning to the more orthodox alliance building of Brent Scowcroft and James Baker. Maybe that is part of the education of a president. This is Daniel Shore.